Ave Maria.
Hello, everyone. Welcome to day 22, where we are talking about the call to follow the road to heaven.
Sister Lucia writes, "As we have seen, the whole message is a call to follow the road to heaven, to walk in such a way as to succeed in attaining to eternal life." Sister Lucia cites many scriptures which speak about heaven and says, "It is clear that the existence of heaven is a truth that cannot be denied." Sister Lucia reminds us that the beautiful lady was from heaven, that their friend was in heaven, that they would go to heaven, and she taught them to pray during the rosary, "Bring all souls to heaven." Sister Lucia writes, "The great concern of God and of Our Lady is that people should be saved and go to heaven. And since heaven is the dwelling place prepared by God for eternal life, unless we follow the road that leads to it, we shall never get there."
And when the children talk about Our Lady, they speak about her beauty, right?
Mm-hmm.
So she's from heaven and she's beautiful. Mm-hmm. I just get excited when I think about heaven because everything in heaven is beautiful. You know, sometimes when we're talking with our kids, they'll ask, you know, "What is heaven going to be like?" And I think someone asked, "Is there going to be any dogs in heaven?" I'm like, I think I said, "I don't know." And, or is there any cats? Or, you know, when they talk about these, what is heaven like in relationship to their earthly experience? Mm-hmm. And maybe you've thought about that or had those type of questions. What we do know about heaven is this: we won't be disappointed. Mm-hmm. Because God does not disappoint. And a lot of times when I look at things in the world, the good, the true, and the beautiful, these are shadows of the fullness of that in heaven. Think about the happiest moment of your life, or a happy moment, the day we got married.
Mm-hmm.
I was a mess. I was crying.
It's true.
You proclaimed your vows. Yeah. I squeaked mine out.
I was ready.
You were. But think of what's been a moment in our marriage that kind of stands out to you.
I feel like I have lots of beautiful moments. Most of them involved like family trips, you know, being on the ocean with our kids, just looking for little sea creatures along the shore, and watching our children play nicely together.
Hmm. I think about the moment when Madeleine was born, our first. Right when she was born, the doctors were dealing with you. Mm-hmm. And so she was placed in my arms for the first time. And her eyes were like squinty like this because the lights were so bright. So I took my hands and I put them over her eyes. And I looked in. And as soon as I looked in, her eyes just opened up and she looked right into mine. And it was just, I just was overwhelmed with love in that moment. Mm. It was beautiful. And I'm sure you have moments in your life where you think it was beautiful or was joyful. These are shadows, friends, mm-hmm. shadows of what we will experience in heaven. So what is it in your life that you saw was just so beautiful? Once again, that eternal union with God mm-hmm. is far beyond anything that we could think of or imagine in this life. And that's going to last forever. It's never going to diminish. We're never going to get old. It's tired of it. And this is what we're made for. God wants us to be happy. But we got to follow the road that he's given us.
Mm-hmm. And Sister Lucia says it right at the very end of the chapter.
Sister Lucia writes, "As long as we live on this earth, we are pilgrims on the way to heaven, if we keep to the way that God has marked out for us. This is the most important thing in our lives, that we should behave in such a way as to ensure that, when we depart from this world and at the end of time, we shall deserve to hear from the lips of Jesus Christ those consoling words, 'Come, O blessed of my Father, inherit the kingdom prepared for you from the foundation of the world.'"
I need some help along that road. I can't do it by myself. And this is where Mary can help us. Have you ever seen the Niagara Falls? It's known not so much for its height, because there's many falls in the world that are taller, but it's known for the amount of water that falls over the falls. Let's say you go there and you wanted to take a little bit of the falls back home with you. What might you do? Well, maybe you get into a rowboat and you go out there and you put in a coffee mug. How much water do you get? Well, you get a coffee mug full. Somebody else says, oh, I want to take a little bit more of the falls back with me. So they go out and they get a 5-gallon pail and they put a 5-gallon pail in. How much did they get back home? Well, they have a 5-gallon pail. Somebody looks at the mug and sees the pail and says, no, I can do better than that. And they bring an Olympic-sized swimming pool. Mm-hmm. And they go in their rowboat and they put that Olympic-sized swimming pool underneath the falls. And in half a second, that Olympic-sized swimming pool is filled. You see, friends, it's not the falls that determine how much water you get, but the vessel that you bring. Are we bringing our whole life to God? Who can help us? Mary. Because Mary, according to many of the spiritual writers, is seen as the channel by which God dispenses infinite amounts of grace.
St. Bernard says that God has filled Mary with all graces so that men may receive by her means, as by a channel, every good thing that comes to them. He says that she is a full aqueduct that others may receive of her plenitude. On this, the saint makes the following significant remark. Before the birth of the Blessed Virgin, a constant flow of graces was wanting because this aqueduct did not exist. But now that Mary has been given to the world, heavenly graces constantly flow through her on all.
So friends, do you need help to heaven? I know I do. Mm-hmm. So let's entrust ourselves to Mary, who God has seen fit to receive these unimaginable graces that are at her disposal to dispense to those who entrust themselves to her. Our Lady of Fatima,
pray for us.
Special thank you to Clay Ministries, who has sponsored this entire video series. Learn more about them at clayministries.org.
And remember to share this video with others. Together, we can do something beautiful for God. God bless, friends.